What's your name?
Rosie Green.
How old are you?
9.
9 years old. Do you know what's going on here?
We're making a rocket.
You're making rockets? Wow. You're not joining in to make a rocket?
No, not tonight, I should say. Huh? We're watching the children. The children are actually doing it.
The children are making the rockets.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's dangerous for the children to make rockets?
Well, I think it's on the soft tablet fuel, isn't it, I think?
They're not long-range distance fuel.
No.
Well, let's see what happens then.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
So there's my launch rail in the ground. Here's my little rocket. Okay, so tablet is in the lid. And then you've got to put the lid on very carefully, like that. All right, without getting the tablet wet. You've got to go like that, get it on your stick, and move backwards, because otherwise you're going to get sticky. Now, sometimes they take a while.
How long is a while?
Depends how much water you put in. Come on! Oh no, it's leaking!
I know why it's leaking, because you only put half the lid on.
Let's see if the rockets from the children are more successful.
Yeah.
You done yours, Anna?
Can I shake
mine? Yeah, brilliant. Okay, right, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay, shake it up and stick it on your stick, upside down.
Quickly, Anna.
Upside down, have
you
done it?
That's it?
Right, Josh.
Quickly.
I
would
do it.
Oh, I don't know, is that yours over there?
Mummy, yeah. Didn't even make it off.
Mine was that one.
We witnessed one that flew 10 meters far. These truly are long distance rockets. Megan is now going to show us a proper rocket.
When you fly a big rocket, you also have something called the payload. Now the payload...
That's the astronaut, right?
Could be an astronaut, yeah, for a really big rocket. But for smaller rockets, it's often something like a sensor that measures the air pressure, or the temperature, or the wind speed, or something. This rocket is not quite so scientific. This rocket has a clanger as its payload. That's a proper rocket.
Standing next to me is Alistair Gunn, the person who organized this event. Alistair, can you tell me what is happening tonight?
Well, tonight we'll be projecting some artwork onto the surface of the telescope. We've run a competition for people to do artwork related to the engineering involved with the telescope, the astronomy, space science, and the history of the telescope. It's part of the celebrations of the 50th anniversary.
How did you come up with the idea to combine art with astronomy?
We're trying to, this is sort of outreach work, we're trying to get our message across to the public. And one way of doing that is to sort of take it out of context and to combine it with something else. You know, kids, in general, like to doodle and to do pictures. So we thought it was a good combination of trying to get them to think about the telescope by doing a picture of it, for example.
Is there anything else going on tonight?
Yes, there's various other activities that we've got here. We've got planetarium shows, 3D theatre shows, tours of the observatory, that kind of thing.
Is there a specific reason that you are keeping this event today?
Well, we're running this event twice, once in November, once in December. The November one is related to the Hindu festival Diwali, and that festival involves usually lights, and Christmas is also celebrated often with lights. And because we're lighting the telescope up with artwork, we're sort of combining that with those themes, the Diwali theme and the Christmas theme.
How many participants did you have?
I think for the two separate competitions, as it were, because we've got these two events, I think we had a total of about 200 entries.
So tonight we have the Illuminate Art Competition, but we also have other events such as a rocket demonstration and a planetarium.
Have you all been at the planetarium just now?
Yes.
How was it?
Great.
We looked at all the constellations.
And the main one was the Orion. It had the red star and the blue star. And that mainly connected to all the other stars. So if you went one way, it would connect to one star and then the other way. Loads of other ways.
And do the stars tell stories?
Yeah,
there was loads of stories he
told
us. There
was loads of stories.
I've
forgotten the names of the stars, but it was about...
There was one about a lion and the oxy thing. A man with a thingy sword.
this man and a woman, they had a girl, and she was so beautiful, and they boasted about her, and the god of the sea, I think it was really jealous about it.
So he said he would destroy the kingdom if they didn't give the daughter to the king. So they tied her to a rock and waited for this sea monster to come. But this man was on the way back from cutting off Medusa's from head. The Gorgons, one of the Gorgons' heads. She put it in a bag. And if her eyes saw anybody, she would turn them into stone. And so he said, why are you chained there? But she didn't explain. And the sea monster came. And then
the man took out the head
and he showed the head, because the head still had its powers. Oh, and out of the head popped the
flying horse.
The flying horse. And the sea monster was turned to stone and sank to the bottom of the sea. And he asked her mother
and father if he could marry
the girl, and then he got married to her.
Enjoy the show. I'm now walking towards the main event.
Now, the level of entries in this competition were incredibly high, and the judges were impressed with the diverse and imaginative artwork submitted. Entries were required to reflect an element of the engineering aspects of astronomy and space research, space exploration, and history of the Lovell telescope. The combination of these themes and the theme of light reflecting the Diwali festival were particularly encouraged. The winning entries were those in which the judges' opinion best reflected the subject of the competition. For the judging criteria were, and this is in no particular order, expression of the theme, innovation, suitability of the medium, fitness for a large-scale projection, and last but not least, the artistic quality. Now, each of tonight's artwork will be projected onto the telescope for approximately 4 minutes. The winner of the 0-5 age group was Polly Nevin from Morley. Polly. Well done.
So how would you describe this artwork?
Inspirational, I think.
Inspirational.
5-year-old, 4-year-old?
It's for the age group of 0-5. So what do you think it pictures?
It's got more colours of the planets in.
The planets, right?
Yeah, yeah, energy from the sun.
The planets.
In the 0-5 category is Jacob Gore. Well done, Jacob. Hello, Jacob. Well done. Congratulations. You're going to say hello?
Hello.
What's the title of your artwork?
Second from Wonderbird 2.
Well done, Jacob. Just collect your prize.
So, looking at this artwork, it seems to be a picture of Jodrell Bank Telescope, and it is looking for Thunderbird 1 or 2. We're not entirely sure about that. So, what do the children win?
They win, well, it depends how old they are. Different age groups have slightly different prizes, but they've all got books about the telescope, books about astronomy. So, the younger ones have got books about an astronaut called Bob who goes to the moon and has all sorts of adventures in space.
Bob who goes to the moon sounds for all age groups.
Well, that's for the little ones.
Okay.
Bob's ABC of space, that kind of thing.
And what do the older children get?
Okay, the older children get pocket star atlases, star finders, and more books about the telescope, and Sky at Night magazine.
Everything to turn them into young astronomers.
Hopefully, yes.
The winner of the age 12-15 category is Katie Harris from Royton and Crompton High School. Well done, Katie. Your artwork's entitled Cosmic Ray Particle. Well done. Do you want to say a few words? No. I don't blame you. You can see the dark background. There's a fabulous splash of yellow colour goes right through the focus tower. It almost looks as if the aircraft warning light's part of the picture.
I'll just go and have a talk with the technical staff. Might be a bit noisy there, though. Have you ever projected anything this big before?
Yes, when I was here last time.
Last time? What was the event last time?
The Space 50 event for the 50th anniversary of the dish.
Yes.
And we had a special event where we came down, and this is the first time we did this for this. So, yeah.
How does it work? How do you illuminate a dish that big?
Well, with these things, really. Two 20,000 lumen projectors doubled up to make 40,000 lumens.
So do you have any problems with the fact that the dish is actually curved, not a flat screen?
Yes, lots of problems.
So do you correct for that?
No, we're just quite precise about where we put things and how we do it. I mean, it's always going to have some optical animalities, shall we say. It's always going to be a bit strange on the corners, but the rest of it is fine.
Yeah, it looks very good.
Thank you.
So the focal tower, is that a problem?
Yes, of course. But it's not, did you notice the other picture before when they had the lady just drawn the focal tower and it was on the focal tower? It was good.
So sometimes it's part of the art.
Yes, actually, of course. Well, I think it's part of the art. It looks, you know, there's two evil eyes in the centre of the image, you know. So yeah, I like it. It's good.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
The winner of the adult category was Maria Atkinson of the University of South Australia. Now, for obvious reasons, Maria cannot be with us this evening, but she's asked me to read out the following statement. She says, "Even though I am unable to attend in person, I'm delighted to participate in such an innovative event this evening and to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Lovell Telescope and the Diwali Festival of Light. My work entitled Cosmic Maze is an etching, which is a 16th century printmaking process and is part of a body of work that explores the garden and astronomy and the relationship between the land and the sky. Here, the garden maze superimposed upon a starry sky to represent the complexity of space, light, and the continuation of human endeavour. My thanks to the University of Manchester Jodrell Bank Observatory staff and to the University of South Australia for their support. Congratulations to all the artists and my best wishes to everyone for a wonderful evening. Thank you, Maria."
What do you think about the art that is projected at the moment?
I like it. I like how she's used the technique that they used in that time period, just to reflect it now.
I understand that it represents the complexity of the universe.
Yeah.
You can see that, can't you?
Yeah, you can see through the use of colour and how she's used the print as well to spread out the different colours.
Thank everyone for coming along this evening. We wish you a safe journey. Good night.
Well, it was a beautiful evening. It gets cold very fast. It's hard to keep the public here when it gets cold. But still, I believe people really enjoyed it. It was a really special event.